Conversation now by telephone, Mark DeSaro with Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trails. Mark, thanks for joining us. You've had some progress recently with a massive project in Southwest Wyoming where you're putting ATVs out on the trails in a beautiful part of the state. Bring us up to date.
Sure, Dan. Thanks for inviting me for a quick interview. The idea, again, is to try and be able to drive, like they do in many other communities across the Intermountain West and across the country, for that matter, to be able to stay in towns and then drive with your ATV or side-by-side from the community out onto a trail system and see what there is to see. So, you know, down in central Utah, they have similar trails in Garfield County, of course, around by Moab, and then much closer to us, they have a trail system next to Bear Lake and leaving Garden City. So that is the same idea that we're trying to get off the ground here, that you can ride from town, from your hotel, from your campground, from your RV park, you know, to get onto the trail system. And the county road system is basically the infrastructure for our system to get off the ground between here and Bridger Valley. And then we would connect to the Forest Service trail system, which is up in the Uintas, which has about 350 miles of trails. But, you know, the first leg would be to get between Evanston and Bridger Valley using the old Highway 30.
When you think about it, you can base in Evanston, have a hotel room, get something neat on your ATV, hit the trail on your ATV. This is a big step forward for you.
Well, absolutely. And in our very early talks with the state, you know, they thought that this would be a fantastic starting point and springboard in order to get a trail system that possibly goes through all throughout Southwest Wyoming and even across the state. So again, you could stay in Evanston, start your trail ride here, maybe spend a couple days down here, ride on the trail system, get up towards Kemmer. Been working with the city of Kemmer and the county commissioners. In fact, last time after I got off the phone with Duke, when I had an interview earlier in the spring, Commissioner Robert King called me right away and said, you know, we're very excited about what you're doing. You know, let us know how we can help. Since then, we had a meeting with the county commissioners from Uinta County, the county commissioners from Lincoln County, and with the BLM, you know, just to talk about all of the possibilities. You know, it's very exciting to think that somebody could come to Southwest Wyoming and recreate here instead of spending, you know, just a day or a couple days with a local event. They could spend 4 or 5 days right from here to Kemmer, to Star Valley, Afton, over to Pinedale maybe, back towards Sweetwater County. There really is a lot to see in Southwest Wyoming.
Well, we appreciate you putting all your work into this. Mark DeSaro on the phone with us, Southwest Wyoming Off-Road Trails. At this point, we're moving through winter. Next summer, we're going to be able to base out Evanston, ride our ATVs somewhere into the backcountry based on just your early work. Is that a correct summary as we conclude here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly right, Dan. You know, and the idea, too, is not just that it has to start in Evanston. Somebody could come into, Star Valley, Afton area and start the trail system from there and ride down here to Evanston. So you can have multiple starting points, just like they do in many other locations where they have these trail systems. But with our proximity to the Wasatch Front, it makes all the sense in the world that we capitalize on all of that traffic that's already coming through here with ATVs and side-by-sides. So, you know, we're working very diligently to get this project off the ground and appreciate all the support from everyone out there.
Wish you all the best with this, Mark. Thank you.